Are you tired of constantly measuring your worth against others, particularly women? In this video, we delve into the timeless wisdom of Marcus Aurelius, the Stoic philosopher and Roman emperor, to unravel why comparing yourself to women can be detrimental to your own growth and fulfillment. Lesson 1. Different paths and journeys. In our lives, each person weaves their own special thread, making a design that is all their own. Marcus Aurelius, who was very wise, tells us that comparing ourselves to others, especially women, is like trying to fit a square pin into a round hole. Many of us are on very different paths, just like the stars in the sky. Comparing our progress to someone else's only makes our own less beautiful. Take a moment to think about the many things that happen in our lives that shape them. The people we grow up with, the places we live, and the decisions we make shape us from the moment we are born. Nobody's road is the same, and no two people face the same problems and chances. Every person's path through life is unique and complicated, just like no two snowflakes are the same. Even so, it is very easy to fall into the trap of comparison, even though everything is different. We start to doubt our own worth and accomplishments when we see how well other people are doing, especially women who seem to be able to balance work, family, and personal interests with ease. We worry about whether we are doing well, whether we are on the right track, and whether we will be great or average. But Marcus Aurelius shows us that these kinds of comparisons are pointless and harmful. We shouldn't look to other people for approval or recognition. Instead, we should learn to trust our own journey and enjoy the unique path that lies ahead of us. We can only find real happiness and meaning if we respect our own experiences and stay true to who we are. Take a moment to think about all the stories of success and failure that have happened throughout history. From the poor family life of a child who grows up to be a world leader, to the quiet courage of a woman who faces unimaginable hardships to follow her dreams, each story shows how powerful it is to keep going, even when things get hard. Still, these people might not have hit their full potential if they had spent their whole lives comparing themselves to others and judging their worth by what other people had done. Because comparison makes us unhappy and takes away the joy of what we've already done. It keeps us from seeing the beauty in our own journey and taking full advantage of the chances that are in front of us. Let's stop comparing ourselves to others and instead learn to value the things that make us unique and the roads that have brought us to this point. We should remember that every turn and obstacle, every win and loss, has made us the unique people we are meant to be. Do not lose faith in our trip. It may be hard and unclear at times, but it is taking us exactly where we need to go. Remember what Marcus Aurelius said the next time you want to compare yourself to others. The obstacle is the way. No matter how hard things get, remember that they are just steps on the way to greatness. You can trust your own path because it will take you to places you never thought possible. Additionally, believe in yourself above all else because you can do amazing things. Lesson 2. Unique strengths and weaknesses. Each person has their own unique set of skills and flaws. Marcus Aurelius stresses how important it is to understand and accept these traits. When we compare ourselves to other people, especially women, we miss out on our own special skills and abilities. Everyone is born with unique skills and gifts that make them stand out. Some people may do well in school, while others may do well in the arts. Some may have great leading skills, while others may have understanding and kindness that no one else can match. These differences are what make each of us unique and important to society. But when we compare ourselves to others, we make our own strengths seem less important. We might feel jealous of other people's skills and wish we had the same abilities or chances. This envy not only makes us feel bad about our own abilities, but it also stops us from seeing and developing our own special gifts. Comparison can make us miss how valuable our flaws really are. Trying to get better is a normal thing to do, but comparing ourselves to others all the time can make us see our flaws as problems instead of chances to grow. Marcus Aurelius tells us that our flaws don't make us who we are. Instead, they teach us important lessons and give us chances to get better. We shouldn't focus on what other people are good at. Instead, we should work on developing our own strengths and skills. We can reach our full potential and make a difference in the world by accepting the skills that make us special. We can also take steps to improve ourselves and grow as people if we are aware of and accept our flaws. Marcus Aurelius teaches us how important it is to work together. We shouldn't see other people as rivals we need to beat. Instead, we should see them as partners whose skills and flaws can help us. We can do a lot more when we work together than when we work alone. Being honest about our skills and flaws helps us live fuller, more genuine lives. We can reach our full potential and make the world a better place when we stop comparing ourselves to others and instead focus on our own path of self-discovery and growth. A wise man named Marcus Aurelius said, "Don't waste time arguing about what a good man should be. Become one." Lesson 3. Mental health. Marcus Aurelius knew that comparing things can have a big effect on our emotional health. During his thoughts, he often thinks about how important it is to take care of our minds and souls so that we can be happy and at peace inside. When we compare ourselves to other people all the time, especially women, we keep judging ourselves and doubting our abilities. Trying to meet impossible standards can make us feel bad about ourselves and cause us to feel envious of others. This hurts our mental health as well as our sense of self-worth. Marcus Aurelius taught us that the only way to be truly happy is to find peace and acceptance within yourself. Self-reflection, awareness, and thanks are things he tells us to do to feed our minds and protect our mental health from the harm that competition can do. Self-reflection is one of the most important things Marcus Aurelius said people should do. He thought that it was important to take time to think about our deeds and thoughts. When we think about our own skills and flaws, hopes and fears, we gain understanding. When we compare ourselves to others, we often forget about the things that make us special and the things we've done well. We might focus on what other people have so much that we forget to be thankful for the good things in our own lives. Being unhappy and discontented can happen because of this. We can learn more about ourselves and our ideals by taking the time to think on them. We can figure out what we need to work on and set goals that are important to us and fit with our personal goals. We don't compare ourselves to other people's standards. Instead, we work on becoming the best versions of ourselves. Being mindful is another important idea that Marcus Aurelius taught. He tells us to fully experience and be aware of the things going on around us right now. We can find peace and calm in the middle of the chaos of everyday life by practicing awareness. When we compare ourselves to others, we often think about things we wish we could change or worry about what might happen in the future. We might think too much about what we don't have or what other people do. This makes it harder for us to fully enjoy the wealth of the present moment. We can let go of these bad thought habits and enjoy the beauty of the present moment by practicing awareness. We become more aware of our feelings and thoughts, which helps us deal with life's problems more calmly and clearly. When we compare ourselves to others, we find happiness and satisfaction in the small things that happen in our daily lives. Marcus Aurelius says that being thankful is a key part of having a good attitude. He thought that recognizing the good things in our lives was important for having a happy and fulfilling life. Most of the time, when we compare ourselves to others, we see what we don't have instead of what we do have. When we show thanks, We change our focus from lack to wealth. We become more aware of all the good things in our lives, like how beautiful nature is, and how much love and support our friends and family give us. We don't think about what other people have that we don't. Instead, we enjoy how full our own lives are. So, Marcus Aurelius's ideas about mental health tell us how important it is to take care of our minds and souls, even when we feel like we should be better than others. By thinking about ourselves, being thoughtful, and being thankful, we can find inner peace and happiness that goes beyond our situations. By following these habits, we can protect our mental health and live truly happy and fulfilled lives. Lesson 4. Loses sight of personal growth. When we keep comparing our accomplishments, belongings, or looks to those of others, we unintentionally take our attention off of what's really important, growing and changing as people. Personal growth is a deeply personal and life-changing process that takes self-reflection, understanding, and a determination to get better. Marcus Aurelius tells us to discover our own skills, flaws, values, and goals by thinking about ourselves. He tells us that the first step to mastering ourselves is to be ready to face our flaws, take on new tasks, and aim for excellence in every part of our lives. To grow as a person, you need to work on developing qualities like courage, kindness, grit, and humility. It means making goals that are important to us, that are in line with our values and interests, and working hard to reach them, no matter how they stack up against other people's successes. There will always be hurdles and failures on the path to personal growth. But Marcus Aurelius shows us that we shouldn't be afraid of or avoid these problems. Instead, we should see them as chances to learn and grow. We learn how strong and resilient we really are when we face problems, and we reach personal greatness when we keep going, even when things get hard. Marcus Aurelius tells us that personal growth is more than just getting things or getting approval from other people. Building up our character, getting better at our ideals, and learning more about ourselves and the world around us are all parts of real growth. It can be easy to judge our worth and success by things like money, status, or how famous someone is, especially when society puts pressure on us to do so. Marcus Aurelius, on the other hand, urges us to rethink what success and happiness really mean by stressing the value of inner peace, satisfaction, and honesty. Personal growth isn't a straight line. It's an ongoing process of learning more about yourself and getting better all the time. To do it, you need to be patient, persistent, and open to change and confusion. Marcus Aurelius once said, "The thing that stops you from acting moves you toward action. What gets in the way turns into the way." When we focus on our own growth and development, we break out of the circle of competition and comparison, which can make us feel envious, angry, and unhappy. We don't look for approval from other people. Instead, we find happiness in striving for greatness and reaching our best potential. So, Marcus Aurelius's lesson on personal growth is that we should be proud of who we are, work on our ideals, and do our best in everything we do. We should not judge our own success by how well we compare to others. Instead, we should look at how far we have come on our own path of self-discovery and self-mastery. Lesson 5. Unrealistic expectations. When you compare things, you often set standards that are too high. We tend to idealize other people's accomplishments, looks, and ways of life when we constantly compare ourselves to them, especially women. A lot of the time, setting standards that are too high can make us feel bad about ourselves and lead to sadness when we don't meet them. Marcus Aurelius, who was very smart, tells us to set goals and standards for ourselves that are reasonable. He tells us that the only way to make real progress is to work hard and be dedicated. We shouldn't try to be as great as other people think they are. Instead, we should focus on our own growth and self-improvement. It's harder than it sounds to break free from the loop of comparison and having too high of hopes for yourself. You have to change the way you think and make a promise to be self-aware and kind to yourself. Self-compassion is one way to deal with having high standards. We shouldn't be mean to ourselves for not meeting other people's standards. Instead, we should be kind and understanding to ourselves. Just like everyone else, we all have our own skills and flaws, so it's normal to fail sometimes. We can break free from the loop of self-criticism and false standards if we are kind and forgive ourselves. Making ourselves thankful for what we already have is another important step. When we compare ourselves to others, we tend to focus on what we don't have instead of enjoying what we do have. We can change our focus from lack to excess and develop a mindset of happiness and peace by practicing thanks. It also helps to change the way we think and question the false demands that society and the media put on us. A lot of the time, what we think of as perfection is just a carefully put together front. Comparing ourselves to these false standards only makes us feel bad about ourselves and makes us question our abilities. We can free ourselves from the stress of having to meet impossible standards if we understand that no one is perfect and that we are all still growing. Surrounding ourselves with positive and helpful people is important. We shouldn't compare ourselves to other people. Instead, we should look for people who can inspire and motivate us to be the best versions of ourselves. Putting ourselves in situations with positive people can help us feel strong and confident in our own skills. In the end, letting go of false standards means making a promise to love and accept yourself. We need to understand that our worth is not based on how we compare to others, but on the special traits and skills that make us who we are. We can free ourselves from the stress of comparison and live true, fulfilling lives by accepting who we are and making goals that are in line with our values and hopes. Lesson 6. Neglects individuality. Each person is unique and has their own qualities that make them shine. We make our own lives less rich when we focus on comparisons instead of who we are as individuals. We lose the richness and complexity that make us truly unique and become just copies of other people. Marcus Aurelius shows us that what makes us strong is how unique we are. It's what makes us special and lets us leave our mark on the world in our own small way. When we accept and celebrate who we are, we open our full potential and the endless options that lie within us. Besides that, ignoring our uniqueness can make us feel disconnected and alone. When we constantly look at other people and compare ourselves to them, we lose touch with our own wants, needs, and beliefs. As we look for approval from outside sources, we forget who we are and start to travel randomly. Marcus Aurelius tells us that we can only be truly happy when we fully and freely accept ourselves as we are. Not being like everyone else is something to be ashamed of or hide. It's something to treasure and honor. When we accept how different we are, we find a sense of purpose and connection that goes beyond compare. Neglecting our uniqueness can make us not be ourselves when we're with other people. We give up our honesty and ethics when we try to change ourselves into what we think other people want us to be. People watch us as if we were players on a stage, and they might never know who we really are behind the mask. Marcus Aurelius tells us that being real is the most important thing in relationships and ties that matter. When we accept who we are and let ourselves be open and sensitive, we encourage others to do the same. We build real relationships based on respect and acceptance for each other, not on quick judgments or comparisons. Neglecting our uniqueness can get in the way of our personal growth and progress. When we try to fit in with society's norms or be like other people, we stop ourselves from growing. we get stuck in a pattern of copying others, and we never fully understand our own skills or interests. Marcus Aurelius shows us that the only way to really grow is to accept ourselves as unique and make our own way through life. When we value our individual skills, flaws, and goals, we tap into a power that can truly change our lives. We create our own lives based on our own goals and ideals, making them what they will be. Instead of focusing on being unique, we should compare ourselves to others. This is a big mistake that can destroy the beauty and variety of life. Marcus Aurelius taught us that it's important to accept and celebrate our differences rather than being afraid of them. When we respect our uniqueness, we can reach our full potential, make links that matter, and grow as people in a way that goes beyond comparison. Lesson 7. Fosters negativity. Comparison is a common source of negative that feeds feelings of not being good enough, envy, and anger. When we constantly compare ourselves to other people, especially women, we bring these negative feelings into our lives without meaning to. According to Marcus Aurelius's ancient advice, comparison is harmful to our health and should be avoided at all costs. To begin with, comparing others is pointless because it puts us up against an imagined picture of them that is often skewed by our own biases and fears. People may seem to have everything we want, beauty, wealth, and happiness, while we ignore the problems and struggles they also face. When we do this, we lower our own self-worth and confidence, which creates a loop of negativity that makes us even less happy. When we compare ourselves to others, we feel envy, which is like a green-eyed monster that eats us up from the inside, making us hate people we think are luckier or more successful than us. We might berate women for their accomplishments, skills, or material things, but we forget to appreciate how hard they worked to get where they are. Giving in to envy makes us angry, and when we do that, we miss out on the happiness and satisfaction that come from enjoying the success of others. Comparing things makes people feel like they have to compete with others, which drives a gap between people and causes problems in relationships. When we see other people as competitors who need to be beaten, we lose sight of the friendship and support that should bind us as human beings. We stop praising and enjoying each other's successes and become obsessed with being better than everyone else. This is because we want to prove ourselves at the expense of others. We feel insecure when we constantly compare our worth to what other people think of our achievements and mistakes. There is a risk that we might think that our worth as people depends on how well we meet social standards or how well we do compared to those around us. By doing this, we fail to see our own natural worth and unique gifts to the world. This keeps us stuck in a loop of self-doubt and feeling inadequate, which lowers our self-esteem and confidence. People's successes may make us feel like they are a threat to our own health and happiness because we think that their success will make it harder for us to reach our own goals or be happy in life. When we give in to this scarcity mentality, we miss the many chances and gifts that are all around us and instead focus on what we think our lives are missing. Besides that, comparison takes us away from the present because it makes us think about how we compare to an imagined version of who or what we should be. We might be stuck on the future, always trying to reach an unreachable standard of ideal, and forget to enjoy the beauty and wealth of the present moment. By doing this, we give up the easy pleasures and joys that life has to offer in exchange for a dream that we can only live in our thoughts. So Marcus Aurelius's teachings remind us of the insidious nature of comparison and its detrimental effects on our well-being. By recognizing the toxic cycle of negativity that comparison perpetuates, we can free ourselves from its grip and cultivate a mindset of positivity, gratitude, and self-acceptance. By embracing our unique paths, strengths, and weaknesses, and celebrating the success and achievements of others, we can create a world where comparison has no place, and where each individual is valued for who they are, rather than how they measure up to others.